Pete came up, maybe you want to say the reason we don't wait until the thousands of Vedika is because the reason I came up with this, right? But if so, you take the Sakra. It should be enough to do Vedika in the morning. The Sivu by Yom HaShmini email the Sarah last night. The Tanya Kala Yakula Kasha Mamila. Can't do Bismillah at night, but the whole day is Kasha for Bismillah. Ela Shazviz in Abdim Lamit, Shadema Yashkim Abraham Babaika. So it's fair, why don't we do Bedika in the morning? So what does the Gemara mean to schools by bringing the Makar of Zizim Abdim Lamit? What's the Kavan of the Gemara? Why does the Gemara bring this down? Why bring this down to show that Zizim Akdim Lamitzvah is only till the morning, it's not earlier than the morning. Zizim Akdim is not Mechayiv to do it the night before. Zizim Akdim would be Mechayiv to do it the night before, then it would be a kasha. Then the reason we do B'dika the night before is because of Zizim. So the Gemara brings this down to show you that Zizim is not Mechayiv to the night before. The kasha is that what kind of raya is this? Is this a bris nila? Of course, bris nila isn't the night before. Bris nila, you can only do bris nila by day. You can only do a bris nila by day. Maybe really, Zizim Akdimin is earlier. But since a bris nila, you can only do by day. So that's why the Zizim Akdimin of bris nila is only till the morning. The whole raya seems to not.
If they made
the meal,
I'm sure it's not.
Even a meal of Shalaita's manna can never be a night. By Yayin Hashmini, the end of the life. The meal is never by night. Taisis and Kedushin. I understand. But first of all, that's a Das Yom. Taisis is why you're supposed to deny Elisha. But if anything similar to Das Yachid, then we certainly don't pass it that way. So. What? The Raya is, so the Sassana says that maybe the Raya is not from Brisneva. The Raya is from Srizim Akdim Lumen, is from Vayashkim Avraham Babaika. Maybe the Raya is from Vayashkim Avraham Babaika. So the problem with that is, why does, look at the Seder HaGemara, why does the Gemara bring the Pasuk of Bismila? It should have just said, Tanya, Kayam Kulai Kasha Lamila, she's using the Mishnah, the Ashram Rabba Baika. Why begin with the Pasuk of the Amishmini Yibisal Arasa? The Amishmini
is not right, it's supposed
to be, yeah, the Amishmini doesn't write all the other stuff. But why, who needs the Raya? Why don't you just stop with
the
Tanya? If you learn which way, if you learn the Sfasemis, like you were saying, so the point is not with Nila, the point is the Ashkim Avraham Babaika. What do I need the introduction for? This is not a Christian. Alright, the Sfasemis says this tarot, if it satisfies you, then it's a good tarot. There's a second kasha.
You have to know that Kalayim Karsha will do it in order for the tariff to work.
What?
You have to know Kalayim Karsha will do it in order for the tariff to
work. Why don't you just bring the price then? Kalayim Karsha will do it in order for the tariff to work.
How do you know
Kalayim
from what we understand?
Okay. But it doesn't seem to be very... You're right, but it's not the point of the Gemara. Why is it the point of the Gemara? If Mila, really, the way it's set up, really the Gemara shouldn't put Mila at all. She just said, the Tanya, the Yashiva of Abba, the Kimaraj, the Yashiva of Abba, the Habits of Beast, the Bryce of Brismila, the Bryce of Brismila.
No, it's not for the fact that Brismila's under a whole day, and you know, I cried, she's on the same list
as the same list as the morning, so that's what you do. I have a riot, the Bryce says, the Yashiva of Abba, and that teaches his reason, my dear woman.
So
I need. The Bryce says that, what do I need more than that?
The Bryce knows that it was the reason,
maybe. Not from the Brismila, the Bryce says not from the Brismila, the Bryce knows from the Yashiva of Abba.
Yeah.
asking you to remember what is about tennis, the places that would make any sense.
Why? So yes, go.
Remember the moment
you said
regarding the
country,
that's
the possibility.
What's down by
the arcade
country? No. There are places,
that bring down the process. He has a question that I want to put on the other side. He says,
okay, that's not really possible.
Dime or the bird? And the second problem is Taisa Kasha. Taisa Shanema, it's a Kasha. Shanema, the Ashkim Aron Babaika, in Taimur Hechi Vuchich Mei Hai Kod, this reason Magdim will miss this. They Magdim would say that Safra, I didn't know you don't do it earlier. Haba Perakid Anashi, Yalaf Rabba Bo, Mei Kod, it's Hamachof, Mei Hechi Yechidi, Ba Laila. Taisa says that in Chulin, we learn out of this passage, it's Hamachof, Mei Hechi Yechidi, Ba Laila. So Taisa's answer is, no. It's not the same pasuk. Yishlei ha'chabuch mekra da akeda. Agamar is not about one pasuk. They ask about the baikit, by the akeda, and the pasuk there in Cholin is talking about the pasuk by Tzadayim. So immediately you can't learn one from the other, because the pasuk by the akeda is Alima, and the pasuk of Tzadayim is Dabi. But Rashi in Cholin says the Tzairish. Really, in our gears, the Gemara is even bigger than the Gemara. Rashi says the Pharish that that Pasik is, we are learning it out of the Pasik of the Akeh. So the Kasha comes back, Hechim Luchat Mahakra. That, like Rashi, you can't say Taisa Teres. So the Kasha comes back that if we learn from there, that you can't go out. Yechidi Balayla, that he knows he's my king. Rashi Kulin, yeah. Yeah. It's actually, you know, but I'll suppose it's even in the Gemara. The third Kasha, which bothers the Nasiv, that Kasha is that here we learn out from the Ashkenaz Baba Rabbaika that there's something called Zidim Magdim Olamit. The Gemara learns out of a Pasuk of Parshas Vay, actually the Mechilta, learns out of a Pasuk of Parshas Vay, Shmartem Et HaMatzais, where it says that you have to be Shemer the Matzais, so the Chazal learns out, Mitzvah Shavali Yotza, Al Tach Mitzema. That if a Mitzvah comes your way, Al Tach Mitzema, don't let it wait. Don't storm it. So the Nitziv brings, I think it's the Tzuri Evet Kashi brings, that why do you need both? This reason that you don't miss this sounds like exactly the same thing as Mr. Shabbalia Sa'atakri Sena. Sounds like the same exact idea. And if it comes your way, don't push it off. So it's like, you don't miss this. Is that the same? Aren't those two phrases the same? In what way? You miss the Shabbat Yasa means that it comes your way, but it doesn't mean you have to wake up early for it. And maybe it's using that demon even more, that you have to wake up.
Okay.
That's the Shabbat Yasa. It's reason is more that you should take it in your hand. Now he said the other way. He's saying is that Mr. Shabbat Yasa comes to you. The reason is you should try to make sure it comes to you. Could be. What? The question is, I go to sleep the night before, they have to send me a long clock to wake up early. Maybe they'll send me to Shabbat the next morning when it comes to me. What's enough community between the two? What don't I know from one that I know from Zvi? What do I know from Zvi that I wouldn't know from Mr. Shabbali outside?
This is Zvi, you're
saying Zvi's question, I'm not going to initiate this. Just learn that, it's like, so it's make a very... So why can't I just bring the assert that Mr. Shabbali outside is that, and then I'll know Zvi's in the demon? So what the Zvi says is that, the Chiddush, but he says that Mr. Shabbali outside is about the mitzvah itself, that you should do the mitzvah as early as possible. Zvi the Magdimah when mitzvahs is telling us that the hachana for the mitzvah you have to rush to do as well. Even if something is not a mitzvah itself, it's a hachana to a mitzvah, you also have to try to do that as early as possible. For example, bedikas chametz. Bedikas chametz is really a hachana for Pesach. It's so that on Pesach, the mitzvah says, lo yavo la'echad. It's something which is really a hachana for a mitzvah. Avram woke up early, saddled his donkey. Saddling his donkey was not the mitzvah. Saddling his donkey was the hachana for the mitzvah. So Sri Zimakdimah mitzvah is a statement that even the hachana for the mitzvah, a person has to do as early as possible. Bris Mila also, Bris Mila is only from Netzachama. It's only from sunrise. You're not allowed to do Bris Mila before next. But the reason I deem is to do the preparations for Bris, a person is supposed to get up from the beginning of the day, which is always a Shachar, which is 72 minutes earlier. So he learns that this Gemara is telling us that even the Hachana for the mitzvah, you only have to do from the morning. You don't have to get up earlier in the morning. That's why Avraham, he could have saddled his donkey earlier. If at least the answer, a person doesn't die yichidim alive. Avraham couldn't go out till day. But why did he saddle his donkey before daybreak? He saddled his donkey when it was, should have saddled his donkey when it was still dark out, and loaded it up, and woke it up Yishmael, but he needed to get Yishmael out of bed, saddled him. And he should have been ready to go at daybreak. So the Gemara is saying, no, even the hachanas for the mitzvah, they also do not have to be done before morning. The din of Zriza Magdimin is only from the morning. There's no din of Zriza Magdimin to get up earlier than the morning. Now, and the Tzid says this, he doesn't bring in this Vasemis of Kasha. But with the Dakeinu, we all, I think, can understand that within the Tzid, this Vasemis of Kasha is answered. What was the Sistemis there? What was the Sistemis answering? That how could you learn out of Bris Mila that you only have to get up in the morning? Maybe Bris Mila, it's not possible to do it earlier in the morning. The first Bris Mila is only from the morning. And now it's saying, no. We're not talking about the Bris itself. It's talking about the Hachanis for the Bris. Zizim HaKdimin is to prepare for the mitzvah. Even this Zizim HaKdimin of preparing for a mitzvah, not what he is to do. Only from the morning. And that's not going to be a happy meeting, you have to do it at night. So, the Gemara's right is from this added level of Zizim HaKdimin, which is even the Hachanis for the mitzvah. His understanding is that Zizim HaKdimin, since it says that Zizim HaKdimin, the limud of Ayashkim Avram Babaiker is the limud that Hachanis only have to be done by Babaiker. From the fact that Avram didn't get up earlier, we learn out that you don't have to get up earlier than the bike is
prepared. What's right for us? Even though
we could
do the
Hachanis
for this meal,
you
don't
have to come to this meal before you That's what the Sprite is telling.
So, for instance, the
fact
that mentioned
Hachanis, it's a professor
for
the Sprite. It's true that it does not mention it, but if you learn that the Taichu Zizim might be known as this, that's what the Gemara is referring to. That's what the Bride is referring to. The Joyah took in the morning, the Bris itself, Abadi, only after the morning. Yeah, but Avraham's mitzvah started from Alayt. Right? There's no din of Ayet Yechidi Balayma before Alayt. From Alayt none, you can go out. The Sneema is Sasa Ney. The Sneema, there was a... Any mitzvah that starts in the morning, there's no Jewish reason, only from the morning, even the preparation. That's not in the tzibah. I don't know, maybe in the tzibah it's not pashut. Nice chat. I don't know that everywhere is reason why being a mitzvah is used. It's usually used to refer to the mitzvah itself, but what you need to say is refers even to the hachana of the mitzvah. Certainly refers to the mitzvah, but the refusa is the hachana to the mitzvah as well. Is a machlokes regarding the reason I deal with mitzvahs. If do we say the reason I deal with mitzvahs, even if by waiting you could do the mitzvah with a bigger hitter, Now, the reason I give them a mitzvah means you should do a mitzvah as early as possible. What happens is by waiting later, you could do the mitzvah and I think that's more of a thing. Is this, are you supposed to wait or are you supposed to do it early? The speaking is what? Is what you got from the speaking? Is it better to doubt? They see there it's both reason and a hidden to doubt it earlier. What? If it would be true that it's better down yourself as deacon, if that would be true, the Be'alacha is very descriptive about it. The Be'alacha is descriptive. That's the question. You're down with an earlier minion. You're done with an earlier minion that doesn't have a right arm, or a later minion that has usually the lighter the minion, the more the right arm, right? So which is the object, assuming you make the zvanim. Now, it's not a hundred down with a big minion that misses the zvanim. But it's the shiva or a Sunday morning bris. The truth is, not a double push. If people make Sunday morning bris in late, not a double push at all. But I'm sure the shiva give out about people. Make this light because of the side reasons. But you could have a situation where if you make it early bris, there'll be less people. That's an easy. And the hidden mitzvah to have a right arm, that'll be later. So the shiva is which is others. So generally, this is brought down as a machlokes between two of the later yishayim, the right five, and the Trumas Hadesh. The Razvaz was this the following shaila. Somebody was in jail and he had a right for a furlough to get out for one day, to pick whichever day he wants. So they asked the Razvaz which day if he can get out of jail one day a year, there's no minion in jail. Which day does he get out? Should he pick Yom Kippur? Maybe Purim, he could have Megillah, which you can't hear in jail, or Sukkot, he could do Lulav. Which day of the year should he choose to get out if he has only one day that he can get out? So the Rebbe says, first mitzvah that comes your way, that you have to get out of jail in order to do, that's then you should do. In other words, it's better stop arriving the first mitzvah that comes your way rather than to wait later for a more mehudadik mitzvah, more hashadik mitzvah. So if the first mitzvah that comes your day, he doesn't say he's talking about the rice of the Rabbanon, it's a prayer, but just argument to say today that all day he's talking about the rice. He says the first mitzvah that comes your way, if you don't want you have to fill in the jail, so the first morning, take your day off. I don't say that you take your day off the first morning, but the first time you can, take your day off and do the mitzvah. You're going to miss on maybe a mitzvah Shesh Mekaris, or a mitzvah that come a mitzvah later. It doesn't matter. First thing that comes your way, Eim Avir Na Mitzvah, you got to do your first mitzvah. That's what I said. I doesn't go into that. It's something to clear. I'm not going into that. But the basic you say, he says that doing it immediately is more important than pushing it off and waiting for a moment to take a mitzvah. What?
And you miss the mitzvah altogether.
That's true. Well, you're going to do one mitzvah. The question is, do you wait for the mitzvah that's more mekudash?
But there's a different name of it on mitzvah, so you can not miss mitzvah.
But
you do the same mitzvah,
so
it's
better
time, but you're not missing the mitzvah.
Okay, good. You're staying good? Hold on a second. That's what it says in the Rabbah. Where? I don't remember which truth it is, but the number of Akwain to bring it down, I think, and the Tvash Mulam here, we bring it down. The Trumas Hadeshen, what? He says, Eim Avir Na. He says, you don't push off the mitzvah. Comes your way, you gotta do it.
The reason why I was trying to do that. One of the reasons,
Why are you not sure? You mean, they might not let you out later?
Yeah,
if I didn't talk about this, we say Lech Hashina Lamisa. Lamisa does not move Lech Hashina. In other words, if they put it with the month later, and put it with the Mitzvah for some Lamisa, it's a more important Mitzvah. Right? It says Lech Hashina, a lot of Mitzvahs of Mikra Megillah. So the Cheshbin, one of the Chumas I'm going to mention later, talks about maybe Cheshbin or Lamisa. Maybe Cheshbin, if finally gets there, you won't do it. So Cheshbin, we don't say Cheshbin or Lamisa. It's not Mu'at, it's surely there.
What?
Not
from jail.
What?
That
what? Maybe, but anyway, that's not the right about Cheshbin. The right Cheshbin is because it's more important to do a Mitzvah right away than to wait for a more Mu'at to commit. The Chumas HaDeshen, and this Tshuva Lamehei, he has a Shaila about Kiddush Levana. You see a Levana on a Tuesday night or a Wednesday night, should you do Kiddush Levana then? Or is it better to wait till Matzai Shabbos when you're wearing Big Day Shabbos and you're not in such a big rush? I don't know why they thought people not in a big rush Matzai Shabbos. And you're not in such a big rush, you're calm. So, is it better to do Zerizim Agdivah LeMitzvahs? To do Mitzvahs Kiddush Levana immediately? Or is it better to wait till the Mitzvah is more Mavadim? And the Chumash HaDeshen paskins that it's better to wait till Matzai Shabbos and to make Kiddush Levana on Matzai Shabbos where it's a more Mavadim to commit. So it's better than Zerizim Agdivah to do it right away. That's the day of the Chumash HaDeshen. And as far as this Shaila is concerned, the Gra says that you should do Kiddush Levana right away. For a different reason. Because in our countries where it could be, it'll be cloudy. It's strong, you know, it won't be a cloudy night in the summer, so you wait. But now in Medivis, where if you wait, you might miss it altogether. But the Shabbos, you might miss it altogether. So, the Medina Seinu, you should do it right away. But that Gra is not talking about the underlying Kashi, like throwing in another Cheshbin. Mishnah Berurah Paskin. That's why in the Yeshiva world, we do it right away. And some places have a minute to wait up for Mitzvah Shabbos. But our Kopanim, in the underlying question, the Chumash HaDeshen says, that it's better to do a mitzvah mehuderes rather than to do zvi d'magim alimitz. The Chacham Tzvi in Tshuva Kuvav, he brings down the Radbaz, if you want to see it inside. They're the first thing in the Tshuva, he brings down the Radbaz. And Radbaz says that reason is more important. So the Chacham Tzvi asks the Kasha from what he says in the Beferish Gemara. Very good. I'm sure he's going to get to that. Okay, he gets to it by Yikuda. He is the Kasha from a Gemara in Menachos. The Gemara in Menachos has a case where a person has one behemoth in the Beit HaMikdash, and he has a choice. Either he could bring that carbon to the carbon mosif, it's the time for the carbon mosif. Either he can bring it to the carbon mosif, or else he can push it off for a carbon tummy. He can only do one or the other. So the Gemara's question is, do we say Tadir Adif, that tummy is more important because it's Tadir, it's a carbon which is brought every single day. So Tadir means it's brought regularly. Do we say Tadir Adif, better do the one which is brought on a regular basis? Or do we say Mekudash Adif, that the Musaf has a higher level of Kedusha than a Tamid? How the Gemara knows it, I don't know. But the Gemara says that the Karbon Musaf is Mekudash Tzei. So, is Tadir Adif or Mekudash Adif? The first of Chacham Tzvi, why doesn't the Gemara say the reason I did it? The first mitzvah that comes your way, you have to do. Well, the Gemara says, which is more Mahadir? The Tadir or the Mekudash? According to the Radbaz, it should have said reason. It should have said that reason is more important. This is the kasha that the Chacham Tzvi asked in the beginning of the tshuva. If you skip to the end of the tshuva, it says it's heresy. It goes through a few other gemaras, But the end of the tshuva, says the Teretz, and he makes the chiluk, which some of you will say. But the Chacham Tzvi says, you know something? There's no machlokes about Bazin Tumas Hadesh. It depends. If you're talking about the same mitzvah, which you could either do that same mitzvah right now with Zvizin, or later in a Mohadidik way, if it's the very same mitzvah, then it's better to push it off, like the Tumas Hadesh said. Because a mitzvah is supposed to do kitikuna. A mitzvah is supposed to do a mitzvah the right way. And if you have to wait, you wait. You're waiting to do it the right way. Not as far as you can make it. But the Radbaz is talking about two different mitzvahs. When you have two totally different mitzvahs, and you have a choice, so there, the first mitzvah comes your way, you have to do it. You have no right to push it off. You can't push off one mitzvah for the sake of a totally different mitzvah. He says that Rabbaz only holds his shita, that's reason argument, only in such a situation where these reason is a reason in a different mitzvah. It's reason in one mitzvah, and Mohudr a different mitzvah, then you do the first one that comes your way. Mimela, he says, the Tamid and the Musaf. Now here's where you can think of, you know, don't blame me, I'm saying what the Chacham Tzvi. In order to make this work, the Chacham Tzvi says, the Tamid and the Musaf are really one mitzvah. Now, technically, they're two different mitzvahs. If you look in the meaning of mitzvahs, they're two. What he needs to say is, they're one inyan of a mitzvah, bringing the carbon in the base of mitzvah. So the question is this one mitzvah, which one, so by one mitzvah, the reason is not a cheshbon. So the question is, which one should I be makriv? Should I be makriv the Mekudash or the Tadi? So there it's all one mitzvah. Shaking your head because... I'll tell you, the Svara is really good, because the Svara is that the Rebbe Shalom told you, do this, and do it right away. Someone says do this and do it right away, you understand that to be telling you do it the right way and do it immediately. But immediately means as soon as you can do it properly, do it. You don't have to rush to do it not mahud. So the Bishop says do this mitzvah, so you do it the right way. As soon as you can, you do it the correct way. But you have to do it the correct way. The advice is talking, you have two mitzvahs, you will do it correctly. But the same reason my demon is overriding to do the mitzvah the correct way, but what does it take away? That he says, it's not a sound. So it's a nice Chacham Tzvi, it makes Shalom to Shalva. Yeah. What? What's the deal with this? Because the Shalom Chai Israel, the point is that the Hegdish is carbon. Hegdish has decided to do it. The Sanhedrin is deciding to represent him in Klal Yisrael. The problem with this is I saw today, now this whole discussion is I think a pretty famous discussion in halachic circles, the question of hidden mitzvah or zrizin. Teretz Luma points out that there's really an earlier makar than, I mean, it's not earlier in Shulman Sadeshim, but there's a Makar Shulchan Aruch and Magen Avraham. Simon Chapei, Magen Avraham days. Magen Avraham, they are sent to Seirish. He's going on somebody who wears talus and tefillin. He comes to Shul and he doesn't have a talus. All he has is his thing. Now it's mehudr to put the talus first, the tefillin second. It's mehudr that when you're putting on tefillin, you should be wearing a talus already. This is shown by all of you. So you should be wearing a talus already when you put on your tefillin. So it's no mehudr. But what happens if you don't have your talus? So it says in Shulchan Aruch, in the Ramah, you put on your tefillin. And when you get your talus, you put on your talus. You don't wait with your tefillin, you don't have a talus. It's Manasai, and you look like a buffer. If I say so, I'm going to for that. But he said, you put on your tefillin first. Zalta Magen Avraham, why? Because Shia Mitzvah, right, Meshahinim. Because you have to, a mitzvah comes to you, and you gotta do it right away. I, Mormo Hudder, is Rosh Nisah, half a pea that will be Mormo Hudder to wait. You still don't wait. You have to do the mitzvah immediately.
The difference between
acting
a mitzvah and
hudder,
where
you do
the mitzvah
with
hatfila, and doing
the mitzvah not with hatfila,
not the way it's supposed to be. There's one,
let me finish the Magen Avraham. The makasa is the Gemara in Yevamis Tachmanet. The Gemara in Yevamis is talking about Yibum. Which brother is supposed to do Yibum? It's with regard to Liyavet. The mitzvah is that the oldest brother should do Yibum. So the Gemara has a Shaiva. What happens if the oldest brother is in Medina Sayyam? The oldest brother traveled overseas. And the younger brother is here. And the younger brother says, let's wait for the older brother. The Gemara says, you don't wait. You tell the younger one, Ayyabem or Chalais. Do either Yibum or Chalim. It's a mitzvah of Uderes. The goggle, you don't have a plastic mitzvah of the goggle. The hidra of the mitzvah is that the goggle should be the Adam. So the Magen Avraham says that the famous Shagamara, that's our Shaila. Should we say we'll wait for the goggle, which is mitzvah muhudr, or should we do it with the cut now, and that's the reason Magdimu mitzvah? And do it earlier. We see from that Gemara the Feirish that the reason my demon is more important than the mitzvah kitikuna, the mitzvah mu'udar. Now, l'chaira, this Magen Avraham is a double problem. First of all, the Magen Avraham holds the reason my demon is not like the Trumas HaDeshen. But more than that, it's not like the Chacham Tzvi. The Chacham Tzvi made shalom between everybody. He said, when it's one mitzvah, everyone's mighty, you wait. From this Magen Avraham, l'chaira, we see that even in one mitzvah, there's a shita that holds the reason like demon. The Chacham Tzvi was very nice. He made that there's no machlokes, that we know. But the Magen Avraham now tells us the Feirish, you hear the shita, that it's more good to do the mitzvah earlier rather than to wait to do the mitzvah night in Mahurda. So, despite the Chacham Tzvi's attempt to make that there's no machlokes, there is a machlokes. The Maaseh they have to look at that. Is the reason my demon is more important than either mitzvah or not? I should just add, I did the Mefarish HaGemara in Yevamis. So I was the Mefarish HaGemara in Yevamis, the Magen Avraham's Raya. That Zrizin is more important. So there are two essences. And the Mukhi Yosef there says that it's considered a Mokin Igun. That the reason we do Yibum with the younger brother is we're afraid the older brother went to the Nina Sayyam. Who knows, he might never come back. And this woman will be in Aguna. So it's no Raya from the Gemara. So from the Gemara there's no proof. But Lamaisa, the Magen Avraham holds it is a proof. The Magen Avraham does hold it. This is a parish, the Magen Avraham's right. For the Maisa, we do have this sheet. Now, it got late. So we didn't even talk about Svaras. What the Tali and Afi Svar? It's reason like Demon and Hidr Mitzvah, which is more important. Might be the Svar. Where do you start from? Like it's nice to have all the Ma'am Makaymas, but the Svar, what's more important? It's reason like Demon and Mitzvah? Or the Hidr Mitzvah? How do you... How do you sit down and judge? What? You have to judge each one separately, but what this Tali is? Like, well, what is... It's my question, but what does it depend on? What? No, because they argue even with both of you about that. True, especially with even with your zikr. He certainly needs your zikr after all of us. The place where they're both filed in the Tali. Alright, so I give you something to do. It's Hashem. We're Mitzvah Hashem going to get to the next Dibayi. For Dibayi of Sefer Mass here, I urge you all, for first of all, learn the Mukhi Yosef on it. And then all the Achronim talk about a similar problem, the Rishash, the Yeshua, the Flach, all have a similar problem with Ibai, so please try to work it through before Sunday.